Welcome to episode 84 of Canada Immigration News Podcast. Today, we're bringing you the very latest on Canada's express entry system, specifically the recent invitations to apply for permanent residency. We really want to look at what these numbers tell us about Canada's immigration priorities and, you know, where you might fit in.
Precisely. We're looking at two pretty significant draws from early July. One was for the provincial nominee program candidates, and the other a really big one for the Canadian experience class. And these invitation rounds, well, they send a clear message, I think, about Canada's ongoing commitment to skilled people. Understanding the details is pretty key for anyone looking at immigration.
Okay, let's break this down then. First up, that provincial nominee program draw, the PNP one, it was July 7th. Express entry draw number 354. What did that look like?
Right. So in that specific round, 356 invitations to apply, or ITAs, were issued. And what's really worth noting is the CRS score, the Comprehensive Ranking System score. Mm-hmm. Candidates needed at least 750 points.
750. Wow.
Yeah, it's high. And it really underlines the huge value that getting a provincial nomination adds to someone's profile. It's a massive boost. It highlights that specific pathway, you know.
Yeah.
It suggests Canada's really targeting provincial needs quite strategically.
That 750 score definitely shows the power of having those provincial connections.
Absolutely.
But then things look quite different just one day later. July 8th, IRCC held draw number 355, and this one focused on the Canadian experience class, so people already here. What were the numbers for that draw?
Well, this one was quite substantial and honestly, probably a source of real encouragement for a lot of people already working in Canada. They issued a total of 3,000 ITAs. 3,000.
Okay, 3,000. And the score?
The lowest CRS score invited was 518.
518. Much lower.
Much lower, yeah. And if you think about the bigger picture, the CEC, the Canadian Experience class, it's specifically for people with Canadian work experience. So the sheer size of the draw and that lower score compared to the PNP draw, it really shows how much Canada values people who've, you know, already contributed here, people integrated into the economy, into communities. It feels like a strategic move to keep talent that's already in the country.
So when we look at these two draws side by side, one a very high score PNP draw, the other a high volume CEC draw with a lower score.
Mm-hmm.
What does this all mean for you, our listener, maybe thinking about making Canada home long term?
Well, having these two draws so close together, but with such different characteristics, it really showcases the kind of multi-pronged approach Canada takes. It's not just one size fits all. The high PNP score emphasizes how getting that provincial nomination is, well, a very powerful route if your skills align with what a specific province needs, almost an accelerated path in a way.
Yeah.
But then the big CEC draw, with that much more accessible CRS score, it reinforces the huge advantage of getting Canadian work experience first. It tells us that, you know, while they're different, both pathways are very much active and valued. And it really brings up an important question for anyone listening. For your specific situation, your background, which pathway is the best fit? Which one aligns with where you are right now?
Yeah, these updates really show how dynamic the system is and welcoming, too. It seems to adapt and value different kinds of contributions. It's a testament to the opportunities here.
Absolutely. And that's why staying informed about these draws, understanding the requirements as they shift, it's just so crucial for anyone planning their future in Canada.
So looking at these numbers, it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Are these draws just about meeting immediate needs, or perhaps are they subtly encouraging that come here, work for a bit, and then stay approach is a really effective way to immigrate long term? Something to think about. Thank you for joining us for this update. Stay tuned with Canada Immigration News for latest news and updates for immigrating to Canada.